You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Ian, how you doing?
Anita, what's going on? How are you?
I'm great. I've been fielding a lot of Knicks calls and Knicks fans. Very perplexed, very concerned in regard to what the Knicks did on draft night. And now, of course, all the reports are that they are going after Jalen Brunson. So with that being said, kind of fill us in. What do you know? What do you anticipate to happen here, Ian?
Yeah, I think that with Brunson, right, the Knicks are going to have to clear some more cap space to create more cap space to really make a competitive offer to Brunson. So I would anticipate a couple things they could do. One thing is they could waive Taj Gibson. I think if they do that, they would certainly consider bringing him back on a new contract later in the offseason. They can also trade Nerlens Noel or Alec Burks or even a Cam Reddish to a team that could take their salary in. And so in that way, they wouldn't be taking money back. And they can then put together a pretty competitive offer for Brunson, you know, $23, $24, $25, $26 million a year. The Knicks can offer 4 years. The Mavericks can offer 5 years, so they'll be able to offer more years. And so I think what it'll come down to is the number that the Knicks get to and are comfortable with, and is Dallas comfortable matching it? You know, during the season, I was told that there was a number the Mavs were comfortable going to, but not beyond that number because of, you know, tax implications. But that was before Brunson played really well in the playoffs, and both Mark Cuban and Mavs GM Nico Harrison have said they want to do what it takes to bring Brunson back. So it's going to be interesting negotiations here in the next few days, especially as we get to June 30th and we find out where Brunson goes and if the Knicks miss out on him, what they do from there.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
No denying that. So just to kind of break it down and agree or correct me if I'm wrong, the Mavs can offer a max of 5 year 175 plus. The Knicks can offer a max of 4 years million plus. So you're talking about a $45 million difference there. But what do the Knicks bring to the table? Daddy Rick is a part of the coaching staff. Everything that I'm reading is Brunson has a relationship with Tibbs as well, heading back to Chicago, as well as Derrick Rose, who was a mentor to him when he was a young child. Leon Rose was his former agent. His mom lives here on the shore. He grew up, or was born, I should say, in South Jersey. His mom's a huge Giants fan. I can go on and on. Like, you know, there's so much that the Knicks have in their back pocket that makes sense. But I guess my question to you is, Ian, and obviously this is an opinion, is all that, right? Playing for a coach that you know well, playing with a guy that is going to be on the roster, if we're expecting Derrick Rose to continue to be on the roster, that you consider a brother, playing for your dad, being close to mom, being able to attend some Giants games with your mom on an off Saturday or an off Sunday, I should say. Like all these things, is that weighing the difference of the max offer that potentially the Mavs could present to Brunson?
Well, here's a couple things. One is, from what I've heard, Brunson cares about winning, right? And so I bring that up because Dallas obviously has won with him and Luka Doncic, and he has found a really, really good role for himself where he can succeed individually and the team can succeed. And so I think that matters. I think it's going to be a difficult decision to leave that. That being said, I would have a hard time believing that the Knicks would make the trade that they did Thursday, which was shedding Kemba Walker's salary, and would continue to look to shed salary to make that offer to Brunson if they didn't have a high level of confidence that Brunson was going to say yes to them. Now, maybe they've got a plan B and a plan C, but when you're clearing this cap space, you know, you had to attach some assets. You had to spend draft capital to clear Kemba Walker's salary. I would assume that you have to maybe spend some more capital to clear off the next salary to get closer to that Brunson offer. So I would be surprised if the Knicks were making these moves without a pretty strong idea of that Jalen Brunson would say yes. It would be strange for them to do these things without, you can't get assurance, but without a high degree of confidence that Brunson would come here.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And so, you know, based on, you know, the 2023 top 18, right, 2023 top 14, 2025 top four, in regard to, you know, the trade that they made, you know, obviously with the 11th pick and whatnot, you know, do you see them doing anything with those draft picks this offseason or this summer? You know, besides Brunson, are there other players out there? Are there other names out there that you're hearing that the Knicks will be in play for?
Well, you know, they've been linked by previous reports to Colin Sexton. I didn't get the sense way back when Sexton was healthy that the Knicks were all in on him. But now, you know, he's coming off an injury. He's going to – somebody's going to give him a significant contract. So I wouldn't be stunned if the Knicks at least had him on their radar. Also, Malcolm Brogdon, the guard with Indiana. He's said to be available. I know the Knicks have touched base with Indiana on Brogdon prior to the draft. And so that's also a name to keep an eye on. And then you have to keep an eye on the Kyrie Irving situation. I don't think that Irving and the Knicks is a realistic outcome at this point. I think that with Irving, you know, people around him saw the Knicks as a potential destination if things went awry. My sense was that it was more about geography. And then more recently, I didn't get the sense that Irving was strongly interested in the Knicks. So the options are there. There are other options. But again, if you are making these deals to clear off cap space and you're having to use some draft assets, not a significant amount of draft assets, but some draft assets, I would think that you know that you have a really good shot at getting Jalen Brunson.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Again, Ian Begley joins us here on 98.7 ESPN. So let's just say, Ian, hypothetically speaking, let's say the Brunson deal goes through. Mm-hmm. What do you envision in regard to the starting five for the Knicks next season? What kind of break that down for us?
You know, right. So, I mean, I think part of it is what's next, right? Because you have this draft capital, if you're the Knicks, 11 first-rounders, 11 second-rounders in the next 7 years. And so you have some capital to be able to strike another trade with. You have some young players that are attractive to some teams on the trade market. So you have the opportunity to pull another trade to bring another player in. I wonder if that comes later in the offseason or if they stand pat with the rest of the roster. If they stood pat, you know, I would think you're looking at Jalen Brunson, Evan Fournier, RJ Barrett, Julius Randle, and Mitchell Robinson, who Barring something unforeseen or barring a new development where a new team comes in with a big offer, I would think that he ends up back in New York. So I think that would be your starting five.
Julius Randle, obviously, not a lot of love from Knicks fans. A lot of folks would like to see him go. How do you see him rebounding after a very disappointing season last year?
Yeah, I think it's just the shooting. Is his shot falling? His shot fell. He shot so well 2 years ago, did not shoot well this past season, and I think it impacted the rest other factors of his game. And so if he's shooting it well, if he's getting good shots, knocking down shots, he's an impactful player. I think it comes down to that. But my thing with Julius Randle and Obi Toppin is, the Knicks, it seems to me at least, they have to kind of make a choice here, because Obi Toppin, if Julius Randle's here, he's not going to get significant minutes. We saw Toppin late in the season get significant minutes when Randle was sidelined with an injury. And Toppin, I thought, played pretty well. So are the Knicks going to be able to look at Obi Toppin more to see really what they have in the game situations? Or will he be again behind Julius Randle and, you're not able to fully evaluate Toppin in game situations if that's the case? So that to me is a dynamic to keep an eye on, even beyond Brunson. How do they figure out the Randle Toppin situation, or do they think it just can work? It can work with Toppin coming off the bench, getting 15, 20 minutes, and Randle getting the majority of the minutes there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ian, so just some final thoughts before we let you go. Give me a percentage of your gut instinct telling you, Brunson landing here, the Knicks being able to get him this summer. How confident are you? Give me a percentage if you can.
Yeah, sure. I think so many moving parts are always involved in a free agency, and particularly with this one, with the Knicks needing to shed the salary. And it's every team is aware that they're trying to shed salary. Is there going to be a team that helps them? What's the cost going to be? So that's a factor in kind of how I think about the percentage. I guess I would put it at, 60 right now. And as they continue to try to make deals, if they can execute the deals, I would increase the percentage. But I think there's, a number of steps they have to take to be able to get to make him that offer first.
Great stuff as always, Ian. So appreciate your time. Again, make sure you check out Ian, all things SNY, the digital NBA show, as well as host of Putback. Ian, enjoy your weekend. Thank you.
Anita, you too. Always great to talk to you.
You got it.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.